10th chapter of the Laws of Divorce, which contain 23 halachas dealing with different aspects concerning the definition of a null and void get, a defective get, when we say suffic gerushin, a woman who was remarried after a null or void get, a remarried woman whose first husband, who we assumed was dead, returns back alive. If there were errors in the execution of a get, a remarriage of wife divorced because of evil reputation or vows or because she was barren, laws dealing with an agent witness who himself is forbidden to marry the divorcee, then presumption of illegitimate relationships, rumored divorce, a hasty divorce, divorce of a deaf mute, and similar halachas. The Rambam begins as follows: Halacha Aleph, Kol Makom Shaman B'Chibur Zeh Shaget Batal Ein Get. Wherever we had mentioned in this whole sefer of Gittin that the get is a void get, the get is null, or it's not a get, or Ein Megreshes, or she isn't divorced, Hareza Get Batal Min Torah. It means from the standpoint of the Torah, it is a void get, vadayin he eshes ish gemur, and she's a complete married woman in all respects. Venisis, if she would marry another man, tetzis, she'd have to leave the second husband, vavlad mams, and the offspring would be a mamzer. Vimhaya baila kayin, and if her first husband was a kayin, leinesel of mishum gusha, so we know a kayin, if he divorces his wife, cannot remarry her, even if she didn't marry somebody else because she's a gusha. However, when we say the get is batal, that means she had no status of all as a grusha, and he could remain married to her. Chutz min ha-megarshes ish tevam, except a case of somebody who divorces his wife and tells her, harei at megarshes mimeni ve'einat muteres l'kol, that you are divorced from me and you are not permitted to everybody else. She'af al pi she'ein ze get, although this is not a get because he holds some, it's not a get which severed all relationships, because he holds some rights on her that she cannot be permitted to everyone else. However, the Chacham said in such a case she would be forbidden for tekuna. The Pasuk says in Vayikra 21:7, a woman who is divorced from a man, which the Chachamim interpret to mean, afilei niskasha el meisha v'leihutu l'kol, even if she was only divorced from one man and she was not made permitted to everybody else, neser l'kunish, still she would be forbidden to kain. V'zehu reyach haget shapesel b'kunu b'divrayim, and this is a term which is referred to as the mere odor of a get, which is sufficient enough to disqualify a woman from kuhuna according to the Chacham. The Magen Mishnah brings down that other Mefarshim hold that Reyach HaGet is not only a psul midivreim, it's also a psul lakuna minatera, because they hold that it's a solid drash that you learn out from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk alludes to say that even if she's only divorced from one man. Now the Rambam is also referring to the same type of halach, that wherever we said in this book that it's a psul get, before he was mentioning about get batal or ain't a get. Now he's saying a get pasul. What does it mean? It's pasul only midivri seifim, that only as an enactment of the seifim is it a defective get. V'nifsala min akuna midivri tera. So, and the woman, from the standpoint of the Torah, became forbidden to kuhuna. V'leisinas l'chatchila. And such a woman on the outset should not get married. V'mnisas, if she remarried, lay seitzi, she does not have to leave the second husband. V'avlad kosher, and we say then that in such a case the offspring would be kosher. V'kesim lo get acher kosher, v'nesim lo v'hitachas baila. And then we write her a second get while she remains under her second husband. And her first husband gives her kosher get. V'im yiyav shalift av acher. And if it was impossible to write another get, v'haya baal vasik v'girish mi'atzmei, and then it was a case, and the second husband, being a pious person, so voluntarily divorced his wife, because we couldn't force him to, hareza meshubach, so we say such a person is praiseworthy, imein labanim, if they did not have children together. Alam yesh labanim, However, if they had children together, the second husband should not dismiss her, divorce her because of the defectiveness of the get. Because maybe people will start casting doubts and speaking about the children, that they, the legitimacy of them. So therefore we say, being mitzad halacha, the children are kosher, if they were children, he shouldn't divorce her. Now the Rambam says another klal. Wherever we said in this book that it's a suffik erushin, eishi suffik megurashis, which means the same term, leisi nasi, she should not remarry, vimnisis, if she does remarry, teitzi v'avad suffik mamzish. She has to leave the second husband, and the child, the offspring, is a suffik mamzer. Mipnei he suffik ever, because the woman herself is a in a status of a doubt if she's forbidden as a rais. V'cheinim girishes ishta beget pasul. The same halach applies if he divorces his wife with a defective get. Eshay is a suffik megirishes v'reid tzilazir, or if it was a doubt of the geish, and he wants to take her back. Harezu mutes labayla, she's permitted to her husband. Vein tzach lechadish anesun, they don't have to make again a new kedushin or levarach sheva brachas, and to go through the seven benedictions of the sheva brachas and to write a new ksuba. Achet iskosh gerushin gemun, unless she was divorced, a complete geish, and then even if the husband wants to take her back, they have to go through the whole process of the chasna again. Halacha dal, kol mi shenisus beget batel, whoever got married with a get batel, harezu tzicha get mi bal sheni mi devrayim. So we had mentioned in the first halacha that a get batel means that she is not divorced at all, mitzad hatorah, it wasn't good. So then she needs a get from her second husband, from enactment of the seifim, because really she shouldn't need anything from the second husband, because the kedushin was not tapis, because she's a complete eishas ish to the first husband. But the reason the Chacham said is kadesh layemu eishas ish yetzibley get, nor that people shouldn't say that a eishas ish leaves her husband, a married woman left her husband without any get, v'tzicha get min arishon latir l'sha'aram, and she needs a get from the first husband to make her permitted to everybody else. However, the second husband, the Rambam, just says v'nes al shneim la'elam afu pisha nivu la'bishgaga. However, on her first husband and on the second person who she was she married, even if she had relations with him by mistake, she didn't know it was forbidden or whatever. So nevertheless, we say that she can never marry both of them. Kadesh Yemen, or that people shouldn't say, that this person remarried his divorcee after she got married. If one of the two first husbands go back and marry her, he has to divorce her. Same halacha would apply to a woman who witnesses testified that her husband died. So then on their testimony she went and got married. And then her husband returned. Whether the husband was a normal husband, the by all his senses, or if he was a deaf mute, ben shen nisus lepikeich, ben shen nisus lecheresh, she'en kedusha kedushin gemurim. Whether she, when she went and remarried, whether she remarried a normal person or she married a deaf mute who is kedushin, we had mentioned before, is only midivrei seifim. Teitzi mishneim v'tzicha get mizeh u'mizeh v'nesel shneim elamis. She has to leave both of the husbands, and she needs a get from both of them, and she's forbidden to ever remarry any of them. Hareishin is katsha. If a woman became mukadeshes, engaged, v'achakach bar baila, and then her husband returned, a nimtza get batel, or it came out that the first get was a void get, hareizem muteres the baila v'ein tzicha get misheni. So she's permitted back to her first husband, and she does not need a get from the second one. She'ein kedushin teisim barayis. Because kedushin, we're on a forbidden relationship, that does not take any, doesn't grab hold. By kedushin isuri lavan, we had mentioned before that it does take place, although it's forbidden. But being in such a case, kedushin isn't tefis, so it's nothing. And we not afraid, like we had mentioned in the previous case, that if she married a second person, she needs a get, because people might say, Eishas Tish is going out without a get. Being she didn't get married, she only got engaged, So the people will realize, they'll understand on their own, they'll say that there was a condition, a stipulation in the Kedushin which did not take place, and therefore they didn't get married. Isha Shanisa Sunimsa Get Batal, a woman who got married and it came out that the get was a void get, which is possibly divitei, that it was nothing, and she's a Isha Sish, Eba Baila Achash Hashem Hashemes, or her husband returned after she had heard that he died. So in these cases we had mentioned that she's also to both of the husbands, so they do not merit not in her findings, not in the work of her hands, not to nullify her promises. However, any fruit of her land or of the Nechsem Lug, whatever they had eaten after she got married, we do not take away from them. The Yishalmi explains that really they should have to return the Paris they ate, because the only reason the Baal gets the Paris was because he has to redeem her. And the Rambam will say in the next few words that in such a case the woman doesn't have a ksuba or the Tanai ksuba, which means that the husband would not have to redeem her. So why do we say they don't have to return the Paris? Because Chacham said Tanai ksuba is like a ksuba, where a Tanai ksuba is the idea of redeeming her. And this woman, being she doesn't have a ksuba, she doesn't get the Tanai ksuba. So the husband could say, I ate kedin, halachically I was able to eat. That which I don't have to redeem you is because you don't have a ksuba. The second man who married her, who did not eat kedin, because it came out that it was not his wife, nevertheless, Rashi says the Chachamim gave a punishment, a knas, a fine to her, because she married him illegally. And the Yishalmi continues over there and says that when do we say the second person also doesn't have to return the Paris? That's the Paris that he ate before the first husband came back. But anything he ate after he came back, he'd have to return. Another Rambam continues, she does not get ksuba like Tanai Mitanai ksuba. He doesn't have; they don't have to give her any of the Tanai of the ksuba. Blame Mizaynus Leilzel. None of them have to maintain her. And not the Mizayim Mizatarsin. If she took Mizaynus from any of them, her tweezer, her grabbing doesn't help, and she has to return it. The Cholma Shaboloi Oven Minechse, and anything that got worn out or was lost from her Nechasim from the Karen of the Nechse Melug. So, even if it was from Nichsi Tzein Baizel where the husband accepts a chayis, we don't make any of them pay back. Rather, we give it back in the chasim the way they are, and if they devaluated that she takes the loss of Vad min Hasheni Mamzer, the offspring from the second husband would be a Mamzer, and Barla Rishon, Kedim Shagirish Hasheni. And if the first husband had relations with her before the second one divorced her, then the offspring would be a mamzer from the chachamim, which would and he'd be us in a mamzer skemura, in a total mamzer. Gersh Hasheni v'not lo mimena ksuba, if the second husband divorced and she took a ksuba, v'achakach bo baila, and afterwards her husband returned a nimtza get bottle, or it came out that her original get was bottle, ein mitzin miyada, we don't take back the ksuba that she collected from his second husband, ein mitzin miyada, mashanot leimin amazenis leimin ksuba, you don't take back what she took for maintenance or for the money of the ksuba. Now, just like she doesn't take the ksuba, so we don't take back from her. V'chein adin ba'achin shekidish echad isha v'holoch echad v'shama ba'shameis v'yiv mesish. Same halacha would apply with two brothers. That one of them was mekadesh woman, and he went. And then the brother heard that he died, and he was miyavim his wife. And then he came back. So teitz mizah mizah, she has to leave both brothers. Tzicha get mizah mizah, she needs get from both of them. Chol advar ma'elu, but all the same halacha is applied to. V'cheinim kiddush isha. And the same halacha applies if a person married a woman, was mekadesh a woman, and got engaged. And then she went to a different, v'alchum din acher, she went to a different country. V'shama shamesa. And he heard that her brother, that she died. and he married his sister. V'achikach neder shleim eisa, that his original wife who he became engaged to did not die. Tzichas stay in mimena get. Both sisters need a get. Cholad v'achim ha'el ben. The same lochas would apply in the reverse case. Alam holche ishe ha'nesulim dinaches. That was if his wife who he was just engaged to went to a different country. What happens if his wife who was married to went to a different country? V'shama b'shamesa. And he heard she died and he married his sister. V'nimsa ishe kiyemes, and came out his first wife was around. Ein aches etzichim imen get. So the second sister does not need a get. V'ishe miteres, his first wife is permitted. Because everyone realizes that it was a nesuei tais, that it was a marriage by mistake, because the original sister is around. So being the second nesuin is not a nesuin, and you don't need a get, so therefore automatically the first one is permitted, because it's not a case of aches grusha, because it's not a... it's not a case of... it's no gerushin at all. The same halacha would apply with all other cases of arayas, forbidden relationships that were married on the assumption that you were permitted ever, and later on we found out that they were forbidden. Get, you don't need a get, because by arayas, by a forbidden relationship, kedushin is not tefes. So neimar tzicha achesa usasa get. So then why did we say in the case of Halacha ches that the sister of the espoused wife needed a get? Because people might say that the engagement was conditional, and he married the sister of his engaged wife halachically. V'hel v'yatza achesa beget achesa shehi arusasa rishena asur kedei sheyem nasa achesa rishasa. So therefore, once the sister is given a get, so it's necessary that the first spouse should be forbidden, nor that people shouldn't say he married the sister of his divorced wife. And Achais Kushas is asa. Kasav ha-sefer v'tav v'nasan get le'ish v'shev le'isha. What happens if the scribe who was writing the documents of the get made a mistake, and he gave the get to the husband and the receipt to the wife? They made a mistake. But not the bala get. The husband took the get, but not the he a shaver, and she took the receipt. And then they took on both. They didn't even look at it. They assumed she was divorced. And later on, they see that the get's in the husband's hands. Imlay nisus. If she never got married, so then she's not considered divorced. It came out retroactively that we realized she was never divorced. We eat him our get with Nenu, and if he wants a divorce now, he gives her the get in front of us. We see Megreshes Nishas Nisinasa, and she's divorced from the time he gives it to her. Vemnisis, however, if she got married in the interim, Va'achaka Chetzi Abalas, the get Va'amar. And then the husband brings out the get and says, Adainlein Niskasha, she was not divorced yet, Shere Get B'yadi. Because the get is still in my hand, it never reached her hand. Ain't shaming leva us al baila. We don't listen to him to make her forbidden on her second husband. El arei zu becheslis grusha. We take on that she was divorced halachically. V'nafla get miyadi v'matzuzeh, and we assume that the get fell out of her hand and he found it. V'arei bala eisa al baila sheni. And the only reason that he's showing the get now is coming forth is because he wants to make her forbidden on the second husband, so we say she's permitted to the second husband. Somebody divorces his wife because of a bad name or evil reputation that went out on her, or because she recklessly went and was making vows right and left. We tell him, you should let it known that you're divorcing her for that very reason in order to punish her. And you should know that you can never take her back. Why do we say, in a general case, we say if a person divorces his wife, if no one else he married her, he could remarry her? Why in this case do we say he can't remarry her? we're afraid that maybe she'll marry another person and she'll repent and she'll live modestly with him. And then the first husband will say, "Ila yisi yedei shekeinu lo yisi megash. If I knew that this would happen and she'd change her ways, I wouldn't have divorced her." Nimtzei kimegash al tanai. So it comes out that he divorced her like on a condition that I'm only divorcing her because I know she's a perutza. And then the tanai was not fulfilled. Shenimtzei get batel mafreya. It would come out that we're nullifying the get retroactively. Lafika chaimla, therefore we tell him, Gemara believe chalagasha, you should make up in your mind you're divorcing her forever and she can never come back here. Nevertheless, we say that if he transgressed Allah and he took her back as a wife before she got engaged to another person, he doesn't have to dismiss her. However, after she was niskacha to another person, even if she did not get married, she becomes also on the first husband, and we force him to get rid of her. Same halacha applies if a person divorces his wife because she is barren, or a case of a woman who every time they had a relationship between them, she saw blood. And we had mentioned in earlier halachas that if a woman three times in a row saw dam without ever having a time she didn't see dam, so it's a woman who sees dam machmas tashmash, and he has to get rid of her. So in such a case, we say also he could never remarry her. Shemitinas lacher, because we're afraid maybe a case she'd marry somebody else to say that, and then maybe she got healed and she had a child, or else the nida, maybe she became healed and she doesn't bleed anymore. And the husband would say, if I knew that she could have children or that she'd stop bleeding, I wouldn't have divorced her. Nimsa get batel, and it would come out that the get would be batel v'abana mamzeim, and the children would be mamzeim. And if he went back and married her, he doesn't have to get rid of her. It's interesting, between this case, the Rambam changes the Lashon over here a little. In the previous case, he didn't mention that Nimtzei get batel, that the children would be mamzerim. In this case, he didn't mention mamzerim. Here he says, imavah v'hechsen, he doesn't say kedem shniskach. In the previous case, he did say it. Halacha yudad, shliach shehevi get chutz la'aretz, a shliach who brought a get, either in Chutz La'aretz, outside itself, from one place to another, or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, or from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, referred to Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey. So the Rambam says as follows, V'amah b'fani nechtav b'fani nechtam, and he says, before me it was written, before me it was signed, Harei zeh la yisa'ena, so then the shliach should not marry her, she'anu cheshen shama einu nasim b'lafika cheidla. We're afraid maybe he put an eye on her, he wanted to marry her, and therefore he's testifying on her behalf. Another Rambam says a similar case. If you have one witness who testified for a woman that her husband died and she got married according to him, so then she cannot marry the eid. Same halacha applies with the case of a sage who declared a woman forbidden to her husband because of her vow. He cannot marry. The same halach would apply with a man who's accused of having relationship with a bondswoman who was later on freed, or with a heathen woman who later on became a gieris, so then he cannot marry. Same halach applies with a non-Jew or a slave who had relations with a Jewish girl. Although he became a convert, or the slave became free, they cannot marry her. And in all these cases, if they went and married, you do not force them to have a get. All these cases of the men, if they were married when the above mentioned events took place, and then their wives died or they got divorced, and it was a case of the woman who caused the get, the conflict to come about of the get. Not that now the husband looked wanted to marry the other person, so he decided to divorce his wife. was the woman who caused the thing. In all these cases, the men can marry all the above mentioned women from the outset. Same halacha applies if all those women went and first originally married somebody else. In the Salma and Iskashan, they became almanas or became divorced. Then these men can go and marry them. Even in a case when we say the Chacham can't marry her or the witness can't marry her, the children of the Chacham or the witness can marry her, or the son of the person who was suspected of being having relations with her can marry her, or all other relatives can marry her. Because we have a general rule that we don't say that a person would sin in order that another person gain benefit from it. And the woman is permitted to marry one of the witnesses who testify of her divorce or of her miyun, which is a case of a ktana who says she doesn't want her husband, or to one of the witnesses before whom the chalitza ceremony took place, because the only place that we're afraid of the apprehension only applies when there was one witness. Now the Rambam mixes in aside the halach and says as a general rule one should avoid being a witness to a declaration of refusal. But on the other hand, one should be eager to act as a witness in regarding to a case of chalitza. The reason being because if he'll be an aid for the miyun, so we're afraid maybe when she'll get married she'll have chalat on the miyun. And by chalitza, the mefreshim say, although mitzadik din the yibum comes before chalitza, nevertheless it's a good thing to be an aid for chalitza. Which is brought down in the Sefer Aruch. Halach Yudzayin, Hamegashas Ishti V'chazer Ubala B'fnei Edim. If a man divorces his wife and then remarries her and has relations with her in front of witnesses, so Kedim Shetinas Lacha, before she remarried a second person, when the first husband then would not be able to be with her, Ben Shagir Shemina Nesuim Ben Mina Erisin, whether the first husband had divorced her from the marriage or from the engagement, Hail the Ishte Haisa. So being she was originally once his wife, Harezi Bechesla Shachziru L'Shem Kedushan Baal. So we take the assumption that he married her again, and when he had relations with her, it was not for just the idea for his nus, rather it was for the purpose of Kedushan. The Rambam continues, Afilu Rares and Shanasan Lamais, even if we saw that the man gave her money, so you assume that it was the shame's nus, we say, Chazaki she'ein adam eisa bilasa b'ishte bilas nus. We have an assumption that a person would not make his relations with his wife in a way of znus if he could do it properly. And in his hand he has the capability of doing it in a kosher way. Therefore we assume that she's surely engaged him, betrothed him in a kosher way, and therefore if he'd want to get rid of her, he'd have to give a second get. If he wants a divorce, he'd have to give a second get. If he secluded himself with her in the presence of Edom, provided that these two witnesses see it at the simultaneously together, im haisim megureshes min hanisuin, if she was divorced from the marriage, cheshen la shem nivala, so then we're afraid that maybe they had relations together, and v'hein hein edi yichud v'hein hein edi bi, and these same witnesses would serve as witnesses of seclusion, and they'd also serve as witnesses that there was a relationship. So, kolam kadosh rubiya ein tzarach livol b'fnei edim, because we had learned previously in Hilchos Ishus that whenever a person marries, one of the three ways of being mekadosh was with bia. So it doesn't mean actually they have to be bail in front of witnesses. Rather, al yisach b'fnei v'yivol, only that in front of edim they have to seclude themselves enough time that there could have been bia, and then we say that we assume there was bia. So in this case, these witnesses would assume that there was bia. So therefore, this woman would need a get out of doubt, and she has a status of a woman of Sakhmakadesh. However, if it was a case of a woman who was divorced from the engagement, and Cheshimla, although they secluded themselves together, we don't assume that they had a relationship. Why? Shari Ainli Bagaspa, because being they weren't married yet, so the husband isn't that intimate together with her. Halachit Yutas. Heyu Mikhtas Hagenim, some of the Ge'enim rule. Shekolisha Shatibol Befnei Edom Tzicha Get. Any time of a witness who has an intercourse relationship in front of witnesses has to have a get chazaka she'ein adam eisa bilasa bilasnus, because we take the assumption that a person would not deliberately make his have his intercourse be an intercourse of znus, and therefore we assume that maybe it was the same condition. Ve'gdilu ve'sifu b'davizeh she'ol al daitam ad she'hayru she'mi she'yeh she'ben mishpachtei Now the Rambam says, then these Geinim went and they furthered their rule, and they said as follows, that a person who has a son from his bondswoman, from a servant, so then we're cheshish that it's his son to all degrees, and his wife does not, if he dies and his wife did not have any children from him, she does not have to fall in front of Yibum. Why? Because we're afraid maybe he had freed his bondswoman, this bondswoman, and then he had relations with her, and then the child was born, then it's his son to all matters, and then the wife who didn't have children does not have to fall in front of Yibum. If she for sure had the child when she was a shivcha, so then a child from a shivcha does not free a wife from having Yibum. Yesh mishahera, and some of the chachamim maintain further, shavadi shichra, that not only do we assume we for sure that he freed the bondswoman? Because a person would not deliberately have his intercourse be l'shem znus when he could have made it done l'shem heter, l'shem mitzvah. All these rulings seem to be very far departing from the ways and manners which halacha should be judged. You should not rely on them. This chazaka that the chacham said that a person would not have bilas nus is only by his wife who he divorced, or a man who was mekadesh on tanai with a stipulation, and then he had relations with his wife without saying anything, so then we assume, which was early in Halacha Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Gimel, that for sure he would not have his be l'shem znus, and either he was mevatel l'tanai or it was fulfilled. So ishtehi be'ishtehi hishachas kos l'shem be l'snus. Only by wife do you say this chazaka, achi for shehi be l'snus, unless the husband specifies specifically and says that it was a bilisnus. A yifarish al tanai hu bel, or that he specifically says that he's having relations with her on condition. Aval b'shar nashim, by all other women, sharei kol zeinu b'cheska shabal l'shem znus, ad shifarish ki hu l'shem kedushin. By all other cases, we say that it was l'shem znus, unless he specifies that it was for the purpose of kedushin. Vein tzarech leim b'shivchei b'gay sheinu b'as kedushin. And surely you don't have to say that it's considered l'shem znus by a maidservant or a non-Jew who kedushin is not tefis in them, shein cheshin and cloud, that we don't assume at all, we're not apprehensive that maybe he freed her, maybe she became a geyeris. And the child that is born from that relationship is for sure either a guy or a servant, until you know for sure that he freed the maidservant or the woman became a convert. Halacha chav, misha hufsika eshesis, a case of a woman who was presumed to be married, bein min nesun, bein min erisin, whether from marriage or from engagement, v'yatzah shema b'ir megreshes, and then her name went out in the city that she is divorced, then the halacha is as follows, afilu reva ir ekula mavirin, Hakelshin is Gaisha, even if most of the city or the whole city let out a report that she's divorced, and Cheshin law, we're not apprehensive of it, and she's in the Chazaka that she's married. Alam Yatashma Biyim Kadeshis, Vuhsaka Kol Bebezin. However, let's say reversely, if a name went out in the city that she was Mekadeshis, and it was even verified in Bezin, Harehi Mekadeshis Besafi Kamesha Biyanu, so then right away we assume that she's a case of a Safi Kedushin, like we have explained previously in Perek Tes of Hilchasisha Salacha Chof Bez. And then if by such a woman a call went out, a voice, a rumor went out that she was Megureshes from the Kedushin, then we do listen to the second call. Why? Because it was only a voice that made her forbidden to other people by saying she was Megureshes. So this same call says now that she's permitted, that he divorced her. In the previous case it was a complete Nisuin. And so we say a kol doesn't take out of a nesun, but in this case that it was only a kol that made her suffering from kadesha, so we say the kol makes him a gurasha. The Ravid argues on this case and says the only time we say that the kol works both ways is if it happened at the same time, that when both kailas went out at the same time. So we say that the kail and the shaver, that the voice and the makes him a kadesha, and the one that divorces her came together. However, if they happen at different times, you wouldn't pay attention to the second call. And on the previous case that the Rambam sent a loch yitess, that the child from a guy, from a maidservant or a guy, we assume is a guy until we or is a slave until we know that the mother was freed or became a geyeris, the Ravid says as follows: the guy of Vadikain, by the case of a guy, it's for sure that because he could not force the woman to be megayir. However, by a shivcha, where he could have, it was in his hands to make her free, so for sure we take on that a person who would not leave a way of het and eat something which is forbidden. So therefore we assume he freed her, unless it was a case of pritzas arayis, unless it was a chazaka that they were free and, parrots in the idea of a rais, then we wouldn't assume that it was done by hetter. The same aloch of the Ravid says by Abbas Yisrael, a Jewish girl who had intercourse with Edom. So if we were not, if they were not chashed b'pritzis, you would put the Bnei Yisrael on a chazaka, and the Cheskes Kasha saying that it was done with shame kedushin, because they wouldn't go and do a thing with shame znus. Halacha chafal. Le yisadim isha v'dait the guy she mentioned not marry a woman with intention of divorcing her. Le yisi yeshavas tachtam v'mishams v'dait the guy she. Also, a woman should not be under her husband and living with him and serving him, and it's his intention to divorce her. Le yigarish adim isha rishena. In general, no man should go divorce his first wife unless he finds by her eves tavar guilty of misconduct, shenemer, because it is written kimotzuba eves tover, the chumash and devarim chav dalet aleph says he found by her eves tover, and in Gemara gerushin there's different meanings exactly what does it, what constitutes eves tover. Vein roi lo lemay leshalach ishi rishene, and a person should not be hastened to divorce his first wife. Avos shniyim snei yishachena, his second wife, if he hates her, then he can send her away and divorce. Halacha Chav Beis, Isha Rab B'dei Yosef. You have a case of a woman who is wicked in her ways, and Mefreshim down in her, it means more in her midas, for that she's a woman who always fights, and she sets a table up for a meal, and then she messes it up, and she curses out her husband just to make him feel bad. So in all these cases, Shana Tznua, a case of a woman who is not a virtuous girl like the way that Jewish girls should be. Mitzvah Lagash, on these women, it's a, and we had explained in the earlier halachas, it means that by her elbow she goes revealed, and she washes where other people are to just mingle with crowds. So in such a case, it's a mitzvah Lagash, a mitzvah to divorce her. Shanema Gerish Leitz V'yetza Modim. It says in Mishlei Chav Beis, chapter 22, Pasuk 10, cast out a scoffer and contention will go out. V'ishesh and Iskash Mishampritis, and any woman who was divorced because she was because of immorality, because of priestess, and Roy Ladim Koshi, she is sent, so no kosher man should go and remarry her. Shalayim is a hatzi rishon mibeis zemachnisa. People shouldn't say that the first person sent out this wicked woman from his house, and this second person went and took her. Last halach in this perek, mishenish choshe ishtei. If you have a case of a woman who became a deaf mute, so then hareze megashe beget v'si megashes, the husband could divorce her with a get and she'll be considered divorced. Avlim nishtatis ein meitzi achetavi. However, if she became an imbecile, then the husband cannot divorce her until she recovers. This last halacha was an enactment of the Chacham, in order that to prevent this imbecile woman from men being free with her, because she cannot guard herself and watch herself. Therefore, we say in this halacha, the husband may leave her and marry another woman, but he has to continue to provide food and drink for her out of his possessions. Mishalah is out of her own possessions. We do not make him obligated to give the three things of Sheik Susaina that any husband has to give to his wife, which are food, clothing, and conjugal rights. She'ein keyach v'vendas lode im ha'sheitim v'vayesachar, because you can't expect a normal person to live with an insane person in the same house. And he doesn't have to heal her. And if she was captured, he doesn't have to free her. Vim gesha, harezim agresha, sumaitzi mibesa, vein chayiv lachsa v'tapaba. And although we said he's not allowed to divorce her, if he divorced her, the divorce is valid and he can dismiss her from his house. And he doesn't have to care for her anymore. The Ravid on this, which the Rambam said, "Ein chayv l'afaser." Avraham Eimav Ben Basifuhi Lomer Lo Yis Chayv l'afaser. V'kama Yesh Mishtatarich Mikay Cheli V'Chizeres Umisapais. The Ravid argues and says that if she was a woman who it's capable to heal her, why shouldn't he have to heal her? A lot of people just become imbeciles and insane just from a sickness. So maybe if he would heal her, she'd become completely cured from everything. And that which the Rambam said, "Vim gish harezim agreshes," if he divorces her, the gerishin takes place. Providing it's a woman who knows how to guard her get. However, if it's a woman who can't even, she's so stupid that she can't even guard her get, then the gerishin would not take place at all.